It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise 7's here alongside the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And as we always do around this time of year, Lundy, and by the way, if you're wondering why aren't you guys on every single day, we are airing new shows every Tuesday and Friday here on YouTube and across the various portals where you consume your podcasts. And if you enjoy this show, do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a little five-star review, give us a thumbs up if you like it. Lundy, meanwhile, is going to try to untangle himself from the cords and hopefully not choke himself in the process, and drop us a rating and a review if you are absorbing the podcast in audio form only. Do that favor for us, would you kindly, and as a good sign of our appreciation, as we always do here as we kick off the pod, we're going to hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Lundy, whether it's the NBA or NHL playoffs, whether it's Major League Baseball, maybe there was a rollicking bridge game among old ladies in your neighborhood, and there are actually odds posted on that in the Denver, Colorado area. Give me your favorite longer odds wager of the evening, plus 100 or greater, mi amigo.
Let's lock something in at a plus 125 over with our friends at FanDuel, and that is, don't call me J-Lo, call me J-Ram, Jose Ramirez for two total bases as he faces off with Gerrit Cole coming up later this evening as the Indians and the Yankees will duke it out. J-Ram lifetime, .333 average against Gerrit Cole. He's 10 for 30, but he's got two home runs in there. He's got a triple in there, and he's also got three doubles, and included amongst those three doubles was actually earlier this season when he went 2 for 4 against Gerrit Cole. It was an ass-whooping by the Yankees. The Yankees won the game 11-2, but J-Ram actually roped a double in the first inning, actually got an RBI off of that double, as a matter of fact. Finished, like I said, 2 for 4 in the game. So even if Gerrit Cole is wheeling and dealing, Jose Ramirez has proven over his career that he can get to Cole, and he can do it with one swing, obviously. So if you go to FanDuel, two or more total bases for Jose Ramirez, plus 125 as we sit here at tape time.
Yeah, work those shoulders to get seduced by that juice, y'all. And I got a little SGP action in the association. Game two with the series between the Knicks and the Miami Heat. Let's go on this four-legger, shall we? And the juice on this one, rather enticing, a plus 190. And I made this a bet MGM. Give it the Knicks on the money line. They're going to even up this series, especially there at home inside the Garden. Give it the under on 213.5. You look at New York, they have gone under in five straight postseason games. I know the Heat have gone over in four of the last five, but this is why this is an all total. Take it up a little bit, build in a slight cushion as a result, and then pound that under on 213.5. And give me Jalen Brunson, 5-plus assists. And let's double down on Jalen Brunson, 2-plus rebounds, which he regularly has accomplished this season against Miami. He's actually done both of these feats in 3 of 4 matchups against the reps from So Flow. So all four of those legs, it uno, dos, tres, cuatro, mi amigo. Again, plus 190 at BetMGM. Just quickly, Lundy, what fails me here?
Actually, I like this one. Just because I think you've got an assist total, a rebound total that are both extremely doable. I agree with you on the under, because I even kind of like the under on the standard line.
Yeah.
But every now and then in these playoffs, as we have seen, we get surprised, we get an OT, we get something like that that kicks in. So I don't know, because you're sitting with really good plus odds right now. So I'm kind of tempted to bump that 213.5 to maybe like 215.5. It's going to cost me on your plus 190, but it would still leave us with plus odds. So I might try to tick that total a little bit higher, get myself a little bit more cushion for pushing. But I like this one a lot. I like the stats lines you've got for Brunson. I agree with you on the Knicks bouncing back at home and evening this series up at one. So I think you're sitting pretty, but I don't know, man. I might sacrifice a little bit of those plus odds and just tick that total a little bit higher.
We're sacrificing lambs, and hopefully I'm not sacrificing my huevos on that alt-line total. Stay under on 213.5. What other action do we have on the board this evening across the wide world of sports? Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco on the countdown today, and Lundy, I'm sure you're going to fade me on this because it's probably an advisable move, but I like Javi Baez for whatever strange reason to go over 1.5 total bases against the Mets, +115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at the history against Joey Lucchesi, who was on the mound for the New York Mets in this game, and it is spectacular for Baez, who's been a basher, who has been a masher at the dish. He's seen him 7 times in his career and has collected 5 hits, 4 for extra bases. That is a whopping 2,571 OPS against Lucchesi again in his career. You might say, well, sample size, Evan, sample size! It's not a whole lot, but for some reason, he has seen the ball crisply, cleanly, and it's very poundable for Javi Baez in the process off the hurler's hand from the Mets. And you look at what Baez has done lately. He's actually hit the over on this in 3 of his last 5 games. Yeah, Lucchesi's got the 2.19 ERA on the surface, but he dig down a little bit deeper, and you see that xFIP. It's 4.08, and you look at the hard hit rate, which is 45.2%, and a very easy suggestion of he's been rather lucky, rather fortunate to have that ERA as low as it is. Is a correction coming tonight? And will, on a micro level, it start with a Baez banger, maybe off the wall? I say, hells to the yes! Go with the former Cub, Javi Baez, over 1.5 total bases against the Mets, +115 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Here's the reason why I'm actually with you on this one.
Wow.
His batting average is 67 points higher at home than it is on the road.
Wow.
On the road this season, he is batting 200 on the road. But then he pops up to 267 at home. My only concern with Baez in this one, Brad, is earlier this season, he had a 10-game hitting streak. Right now, he's on this ping pong match where he goes 2 hits, no hits. 2 hits, no hits. That's what he's doing right now, is he's bouncing back and forth between either seeing the ball really well or being a complete waste of space at the plate. And so the problem you've got is, in his last game, he was 2-for-4 against the Orioles. So I'm just worried that he might be on the other side. He might be on the pong, not on the ping, I think is what I'm trying to say. Okay. He might just bounce back and forth. But like I said, his batting average is so much better at home. I mean, that's a big difference, folks. Going from 200 to 267 in your home road splits right now. Yeah, he's a lot happier at home. So I'm going to roll with you. I'm surprised you didn't lob this one out on the plus bus.
Variety is the spice of life, Lundy. And I'm going to back Javi Baez. El Mago, wave that magic wand.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro on the Fade 5 today is a pitcher prop in the strikeouts market, and we're going to go out west as the Dodgers are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies, and I was a bit miffed. I was a bit perplexed, taken back at the opening line on this. I thought it would be maybe a full K higher, and that is on Matt Strom, and I'm taking the over on 5.5 strikeouts against La La Land, -118, best line available right now on the juice at FanDuel Sportsbook. Why am I high on Strom? Well, he has got a spectacular 12.34 K per 9 on the year, and a guy that's really picked it up in the strikeouts category really from the start of the season. His last 4 turns of rotation for Philly, he's gone 5 strikeouts, so under, but 11-6-6 after that. So he's been over in 3 of his last 4. He's got a dynamite 14.2 swinging strike percentage, one of the best in Major League Baseball, at least in the National League. He's got that plus fastball. He's got a plus slider and a plus curveball right now, according to the metrics measured by FanGraphs. And you look at the Dodgers. So the last couple of weeks, they have been swing happy, and a lot of those swings have been for a miss, as they are number 9 in K percentage over that 2-week span, striking out 24.9%. And Lundy, one of the biggest takeaways, the fact that Dodgers are batting 171 this season against left-handed pitchers with a 31.7 strikeout rate. That is mind-blowing when you got a guy like Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez in the lineup. I was stunned when I unearthed that little factoid, and it just bakes in to this over, which I absolutely adore. And that is Matt Strom over 5.5 strikeouts in LA against the Dodgers, -118 at FanDuel. Fade or follow?
I'll follow in this one because the Dodgers, it either goes over the wall or they go take a seat. That's the Dodgers right now. They lead the National League in home runs. They've got 51. But they also are second in the NL in strikeouts, as Brad was just talking about. They're the only team that's got more strikeouts than they do are the Giants. And the Giants swing and miss all the freaking time. All the time, San Francisco is a swing and a miss. I like this one. I'll absolutely have some fun with you with this one because, again, when it comes to strikeouts, pay attention to the California teams. Dodgers, Giants, because that is what they do. They swing and miss all the time. But you're right. That kind of murderer's row lineup that the Dodgers have should not be striking out as often as they are, and they may get it figured out here as we get into the summer months. But for right now, you got to fade these guys because they are literally either launching it over the wall or they're striking out, one or the other. That's what's happening with the LA Dodgers.
Be a strikeout machine, Matt Strom.
Number 3.
All right, let's go back to the NBA playoffs. Let's go back to that Knicks and Heat Game 2 matchup. And I'm going to live in the land down under on Bam Adebayo rebounds. And that number sitting at 8.5. And the juice a little bit crept up, but not overly exorbitant at -125 available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Bam Adebayo, Game 1, he had 8. So, yar, shiver me timbers. Captain Hook came into your favor if you bet on the under in that Game 1 matchup. Look at the matchups over the entire of the season against the Knicks. So, he had 8 in Game 1. He went for 11 in the regular season, 7-4-9 in the other game. So, he's been under this number in 3 of 5 competitions against the New York Knicks. You look at the Knicks in the postseason, they have surrendered the second fewest opponent rebounds per game. So they're really getting after on the glass. Mitchell Robinson is quite the enforcer down low, and a guy that's got vacuum hands and boxes out extraordinarily well. They've given up just 37.5 total rebounds per game, the opposition in the NBA playoffs. So with all that information at your disposal, Lundy, fade or follow, Bam Adebayo under 8.5 rebounds, -125.
I'm going to fade you on this one because I think we're going to see a junk rebound come in late in the fourth, and he's going to wind up right at 9. I think it's going to be something brutal like that. I think you're going to get beat on some sort of late board because you know he's going to get the minutes. He's out there on the court. So even with what the Knicks are doing, even though they're doing a better job of cleaning the glass, I just feel like he's going to wind up getting some sort of junk board that's going to put him up over the top. Because if he can get the minutes, I think he goes over. He had about 38, 36 minutes, something like that, in Game 1. He finished with those 8. All you need is that one weird carom, and it lands right in his lovely hands. And my fade winds up paying off. So I'm going to fade you on this one. I think Bam gets it done on the glass. Might be sloppy, but it's going to happen.
Kick me in the jimmy! Damn it, gambling gods.
Number 2.
Numero dos on the countdown today. Let's stick with the rebounding category and go the opposite direction. And Kevon Looney, I'm going to take the over on 12.5 rebounds against the LA Lakers, -115 at BetMGM. Looney has been luscious, to say the least, in the rebounding category here in this NBA postseason. He went over in 5 straight games against Sacramento. You see the uptick in minutes played. He's been starting with Draymond Green coming off the bench. He's averaging 30.1 ticks per game so far in this NBA postseason. And in that series against the Sac, he had 15.1 rebounds per game average. Now, against the Lakers in the regular season, he went over in 2 of 4 contests, 5, 15, 13, and 6. But again, the minutes were more suppressed than what we are seeing from him right now. A guy that was averaging right around 20, 21 minutes played against the Lakers in the regular season. I look at the Lakers, even with AD, even with LeBron, doing all that dirty work on the glass, they've still allowed the fourth most opponent rebounds per game this postseason at 46 and a hook in that division. So, Mr. Looney, fade or follow, my friend, I'm taking the over 12.5 rebounds against the Lake Show, -115 at BetMGM. Does the rebounding poundage continue for the inside man of Golden State?
Poundage?
Yeah, take that verbiage and run with it.
Sure. Let's go get the poundage. I'm scared now. Look, he gets the job done, and they need to be able to do it against the Lakers. You got to take care of the glass against the Lakers, because they've got plenty of guys that can do it, not the least of which is LeBron and, of course, AD, et cetera. So, no, you got to get the job done. You got to do it on the boards. I'll take Looney. I'll take the over on the 12.5. I think he gets to 14, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Bet on Looney Tunes!
Number one.
Numero uno. And we're going to go back to Jalen Brunson. We featured him in the SGP at the top on the plus bus. And he is a front seat riding passenger on that particular vehicle. So as a result, I'm going to go back to the well here, and I'm just going to focus on Brunson over 9.5 assists plus rebounds. It's juiced up. -145 at BetMGM. So if you don't want to feature it in that SGP that I built earlier on in the program, and you say, hey, I just want to focus on the solo bet, the isolated bet by itself, this is the best way to do it, though you got to pay up as a result. Brunson has been crushing it, really, in this category. He had 12 combined in game number one. He's been over in 4 of his last 6 postseason games. And against the Miami Heat in the regular season, he went 5, 12, and 10. So you combine that with what he showed in game number one, he has done this in 3 of his 4 matchups against the Miami Heat, who have allowed the 4th most assists per game in the NBA postseason, who have allowed the 7th most opponent rebounds per game as well. So all the evidence points in one direction, in one direction only. Jalen Brunson is going to fill up the box score. Give me the over 9.5 assists plus rebounds, -145 at BetMGM. Lundy, I kind of already know where you're going here, but fade or follow.
No, I like this one. I don't like the juice. You know, you just get annoyed where you're like, damn it, why couldn't I have gotten something? And I've got a couple of those that I'm going to feel that I kind of feel that way about in bonus time, but they're still bets that I really like. So I'm going to go with them anyway. Hey, look, sometimes you got to pay the juice because you just got to pay the juice. You don't have a choice. And I think that sucks on this one because I think this is a stat line that he's definitely going to hit. I mean, what's his PRA at? Like 34, probably?
Ish.
Something along those lines right there. So you can whittle it down. You can go with something like this instead of taking the overall PRA on a guy like that. But no, I like this one. I just don't like -145. Man, that just sucks. That's why we give you the plus at the start of the pot.
Well, and hop aboard that plus bus if you would avoid the heavy juice here. But again, if you want this bet by its stinking self, it's -145. We have more individual bets, probably with more friendly juice as a result. Let's go to bonus time. Lundy, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Pick your pleasure, mi amigo. What do you got for me?
I don't even have the number in front of me. You might. I don't know what LeBron's rebounds are, but take the over. just just going simple. I don't know what the hell his number is, but take the over. It's probably 9.5. Take the over for Braun to be taking care of business on the glass. We were just talking about rebounds in that game. We were talking about Looney. I think that stat line is going to be massively important between these two teams.
It is 9.5, mi amigo. So you guessed correctly. And the best juice in history right now, BetMGM at -115.
Perfect. I'll take it. I'm playing the over on that one. He might screw me. He might get captain. I might get captain hooked. He might finish with exactly 9. But I'm going to go ahead and play that one. That's the play that I've got for you within the National Basketball Association. Let me go back to the diamond here briefly. Folks, these are all three alt-line totals, okay? There's three of the baseball games today that I really like the over in, but I decided to parlay them together on alt lines. Okay, so we're gonna go alt line Atlanta and Miami between the Braves and the Marlins playing over on 5.5. Go to the Twins and the Sox playing over at 6.5 and playing that same number over 6.5 between the Angels and the Cardinals. So again, all three alt lines, 5.5 on the Braves, Marlins, 6.5 on the Twins and Sox, as well as the Angels and the Cardinals at 6.5. You put all those together, though, that's a +145 payday. And I like that a lot. And again, these are totals that I kind of like by themselves. All I decided to do was bring it down. I put a trio of them together, and you get yourself into the overall plus odds. I gave you J-Ram off the top, going to the Stanley Cup playoffs and rolling on into the second round. Folks, Florida, Toronto, every stinking game when they release the line, play the freaking over. Okay. Every time, the moment the line comes out, you're awake at like 1:15 in the morning, having some kind of bender with your friends. The moment that line comes out, hit the over. Okay. That's what I believe is truly going to happen in this series is, yeah, there's Brad with the sledgehammer. If you're watching the video, play the over here on the 6.5 between these two. These are two teams that have very strong offenses and meh on the blue line. Okay, so defensively, I just think they're going to hit the over, and they're going to hit the over consistently. So play that one. I saw it at DraftKings this morning at a -120. Grab it before it gets juiced any higher, because if it stays at 6.5, it could be at -135, -140 by the time we get to puck drop. And if I like the over, then that means I got to go in and I got to try to find somebody that I'm going to like, maybe for a point, maybe for an anytime goal. The answer there is ROR, Ryan O'Reilly of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know he only has 2 goals in the postseason so far, but the 3 games he played against Florida in the regular season, he had 2 goals and assist in those. So if you want to take him for just a point, that is at a -135. But if you want to get crazy with the cheese whiz, anytime goal for ROR is a +200. This guy knows how to score. Remember, you're talking about a guy that has the postseason experience when he was with the St. Louis Blues. He knows what it's all about to be able to be here in the second season. And he's always managing to hang around the goal one way or another. So like I said, take him for a point for sure at a -135. But if you really want to enjoy the juice, +200 for an anytime goal. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go back to the NBA. I got one more play for you. I'm taking the under on Steph Curry combined assists and rebounds. That number in total is sitting at 11.5. He's hit the under consistently in this NBA postseason. He's been under this in 6 of his last 7, though, of course, all those games came against Sacramento. And in the NBA regular season, a pair of matchups that Curry suited up against the Lake Show, he went over in 1 and he went under in 1. He had 8 assists and rebounds in one matchup and 13 in the other. He looked at the Lakers in this NBA postseason, 8th fewest assists per game to opponents, though they have given up the 4th most rebounds per game. I think that's really going to be the key in this contest. You know, Steph ain't go out there, get like 4 boards, but it may only be like 5 dimes. I'm no mathematician, but that's 9, and that's well south of 11.5. So at -110 at DraftKings, I'm all aboard living in the land down under on Curry. Let's work the huevos gigantes and the parlay play of the day. Let's go to Major League Baseball. I love betting the Oakland A's, whether for or against them. They have been just a joy for me this year, whether on the money line, whether on the totals, whether on some of the individual player props that are out there. I got a little 3-legger. I'm with Seattle. tonight. The Mariners plus 2.5 on the run line. So building a nice little cushion there. You could take this on the standard money line and get this well north of plus 200, by the way. But I'm, you know, again, building in some safety at plus 2.5. Give the Oakland Seattle on the all total over just 5.5 runs. That is it. And they give me Mason Miller, the guy that throws at the, but the heater for the A's, 5+ strikeouts. That's plus 175 at DraftKings. Give you a little bit of background here on that run line. Oakland is 5-5 ATS in their last 10 on the standard run line. Seattle 4-6 ATS in their last 10 on the standard run line as well. Again, but you know, I have they can lose by 2 runs and we still cash on that first leg. Meanwhile, on that all total, Oakland has gone over on the standard total in 7 of their last 10 games, though Seattle's gone under in 6 of their last 10. So again, bringing that way down, there's going to be plentiful runs. We may hit this by like the third inning. And then the last leg here on Mason Miller, 5 strikeouts. This is the one that's slightly dicey in my estimation. The guy throws a massive heat, 100+ mile an hour fastball, is averaging 99.1 miles per hour on that sucker. Enticing 11.4 swinging strike rate. But why this is key, I know he's been over once. Actually, he's been over twice. He had 5 Ks against the Cubs in his season debut, 6 Ks against the Angels the next time around. And you look at Seattle last 2 weeks, no team in Major League Baseball has struck out more than the M's. They have punched out 30.9% of the time. That is crazy. They are swing happy. They are not going to catch up with that high heat dish by Mason Miller. So there is a Team Huevos parlay play of the day. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, a couple more plays for you. Andrew Benintendi of the Chicago White Sox, who are scorching hot right now because they actually won a game. Maybe they'll win 2 in a row. Who knows? But the Southsiders have been a punchline, been a joke. But Benintendi, arguably the most consistent hitter. I just need a single. And I think he's going to get that tonight at minus 125 at DraftKings against Minnesota and Joe Ryan. He is 4-for-5 against Ryan in his career with a pair of singles, along with a double and I believe a home run as well. I know Ryan's got a 2.81 ERA, but again, you peel layers of the onion, he's got a 46.3% hard hit percentage. So whether it's a looping liner, whether it is a Texas leaguer, I don't care how he gets it. Just, you know, get to first base, round it, and go back. Go back to first. Don't you dare try to run for a double, Andrew Benintendi. I'd say a single. I think he gets it tonight. He's done that in 4 of his last 6 games. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the baseball market, here is a really long odds one. I'll leave you with this, Lundy. Bo Bichette gets a stolen base tonight at plus 700. Yeah, Team Huevos, indeed, 700, because Bichette's only got 1 steal. He's been caught stealing a couple of times. He's going against the Boston Red Sox and Tanner Houck. He already has a couple of steals against Houck in his Major League Baseball career. He's got a 379 on base percentage as well, and he's 3-for-6 against Houck straight up in those at-bats when they have faced toe-to-toe. You look at Boston. They've allowed the 8th most stolen bases to opponents on a per-game basis, 0.86 in that category. Houck has only given up 1 steal. He's got a 4.50 ERA, however. So Bichette, whether you knock a single, whether you knock a double, whether it's a walk, whether it's an error by the opposition, get on a bag, get the long leadoff, and go, 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 and steal the oversized and large bag from me. And we're going to collect an oversized large bag as a result at plus 700. All right, we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Please, again, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, por favor. Also, Fader follow Lundy on the Twitter. He's got a bunch of free spreadsheet picks, does the same exercise as I do. And thank God I broke out of my massive slump that I had over the weekend. Follow Lundy's much better and more accurate picks at Nate Lundy. Follow mine and please fade them because generally speaking, they're awful at Noisy Huevos. For the good sir, Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.